September 26, 1937. How God gives to the creature, without ever ceasing. Gifts he gives to one who lives in his will. The palpitating life of God. The little winner. My flight in the divine will continues, and I remain astonished at seeing how it always wants to give. Since I am small and I cannot enclose its immensity within myself, it waits for me, with invincible patience and love, to enclose within me the truths it gave me, accompanied by its graces, allowing me take possession of them. And as it sees that I possess them, it soon places itself in the attitude of giving me and telling me even more surprising things. Will of God, how much you love me! How can I ever repay you? Then, my adorable Jesus, coming for his usual little visit, all goodness told me, Blessed daughter, it is our divinity that possesses, by nature, the desire of always giving. As you possess your breathing and breathe continuously even if you didn't want to, so we possess the continuous act of always giving. Even if the creature, ungrateful, does not take what we give, though still remaining around us to praise the perfection, the goodness, the sanctity and the generosity of our Supreme Being, we keep waiting with a patience that only we can have, for those creatures who might take what others rejected, as the triumph of our love toward the creature. And our love is such that we adapt ourselves to them, giving to them little by little, because being small, the creature cannot take what we want to give her altogether. But our love must be continuous. We would feel as if we were fainting and losing our breath if we did not give. Our divine will wants to be the life of the creature, the greatest act, the most exuberant love, that only a God can do. Now, in order to be possessed by her, our will donates to her its virtue of prayer. And she takes the lead to confirm the gift, making all created things pray. She imposes herself on our love, power and goodness, making our love, power and goodness pray. And all our attributes pray. Even our justice, mercy and fortitude turn into prayer. No one can miss. Whenever our will wants us to do an act or to give a gift, we all bend our knees to do what it wants. When all have prayed, even our very divine attributes, we confirm the gift. The prayer of this creature becomes universal, and each time she prays, she has such power that all our things pray, even our attributes. She has been given, with that gift, the right over all. What couldn't be obtained with this gift of prayer? We can say that the heavens move, and that our very being feels enthralled and tied so it surrenders. After the gift of prayer, I move on to give her the gift of love. In order to confirm her in love, she loves with new love in the sun, in the sky, in the wind, and even in our divine being, so as to acquire the right to love all and to be loved by all with a new continuous love. Oh, if you only knew what it means to be loved by all with an ever-growing love, and to have the power to love all with a new growing love. To be able to say to your Creator, growing and ever new is your love for me. Growing and ever new is my love for you. This love surpasses the heavens. It fills the celestial fatherland, and its waves come to unload themselves into our divine womb. Oh, what wonders happen! All remain astonished and glorify my divine volition for such a great gift it gives to the creature. And as we give her this gift, we enlarge her capacity so that she may understand what a gift she has received, and use it. We can give her the gift of inseparability, the union with God, so that she arrives at the point of feeling our life more than her own. God becomes for her the actor and spectator, while she remains the bearer of her Creator, living with his very life, love and power. With this gift, everything becomes her own. She has the right over all. And when we see that she possesses it, we add the gift of making her triumphant over all, triumphant over herself, triumphant over God. All is triumph within her, triumph of grace, of sanctity and of love, and we call her our winner. We let her win everything, because that is our gift for her. And when we give, we want to see the fruits contained in our gift. Therefore, Every act she does in our will, each word, each work, each step form many different harmonies between her and us, each one more beautiful than the other. She keeps us constantly busy, and our love is such that we surround her from the outside, with all our work, while we invest her interior, repeating all our acts, which have been bearers of life, the life of the Queen, and the life of the Word on earth, which was a continuous excess of love, and gave life to all. We always give. We are never exhausted. The soul who lives in our will is the full day of our continuous works in our life, palpitating and repeating our acts, which are always in action and never cease. She is our triumph, our little winner. Our delirium of love is exactly this: we want to be won by the creature. When she wins, our love is unleashed, and our fidgets and delirium of love find life within the creature, and rest.